诗歌说，当征战来临的时候，我们不要惧怕，我们的救赎已经临近。
The hymn that we just sang says that when the trouble comes, we should not fear because our redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord.
有些人会问说，救赎已经近了，我们不是已经得救了吗？
And some people may ask, why say that the redemption is near? Isn't that we saved already?
是的，你看新闻的话，你看圣经的话，神告诉我们说，凡信靠主耶稣的人都已经得救了。
Yes, according to the Bible says, those who believe in him are saved.
但是这个得救要一直得救到将来耶稣基督再来。
But this redemption that we're talking about, that he will continue to save us until he returns again.
所以这个救赎从耶稣基督，死而复活开始，一直到他再来为止。
So this redemption is from the time that he died for us on the cross and resurrected until he comes again.
这个救赎从我们信主耶稣基督的那一天开始就已经确定了，但是神要一直救赎到他再来为止。
So this salvation is sure when at the moment we accept him as our savior, but he will continue to save us until he comes again.
我再说一次，这救赎在我们信、我们悔改、认罪悔改来信耶稣基督的那一刻就已经确定了。
The salvation is secured that at the moment we confess our sin, accept him as our savior.
神差他的圣灵在我们的生命当中，来住在我们内心里头，让我们能够在今天在地上的生活继续的成圣。
That when we accept him as our savior, that the Holy Spirit that will dwell in us and help us to purify our lives.
到那一天他再来的时候，他要完全除去罪的问题。
Until he comes again, he will completely solve the problem of sin.
所以，我们基督徒，我们信主的人，我们相信神话语的人，在这个时刻，我们有一个内心里面的有一种的感觉。
So those who believe in him right at this moment in our heart, we will have a feeling.
苦难是来了，
Yes, suffering comes.
苦难是很苦。
Yes, suffering is very difficult.
可是神在他的话语里头说，将来那地上要受苦的时候，要大灾难来临到的时候，也就是表示是耶稣基督快要再来的时候。
But according to the scriptures, when the tribulation comes, that also gives us a hint that his coming is closer.
所以我们在苦的时候，我们同时更是被提醒说，我们的救赎临近了。
So while we are suffering, that also remind us our redemption is even near.
一方面，我们身体很苦。
On one hand, that our flesh suffer.
一方面，我们的内心里头，像保罗说的，内心一天，心思一天。
However, our heart, according to what Paul says, that was renewed every day.
我们看到那一个盼望的日子，我们内心里头是何等的盼望。
When we see the hope in the future that we are looking forward.
今天是复活节，
Today is Easter.
是纪念耶稣基督复活的日子。
This is the day we want to meditate on his resurrection.
我们中国人很忌讳谈死。
In Chinese, we don't like to talk about that.
我不晓得在中国还是台湾、香港，在马来西亚社会呢，很少人直接谈死的这个话题。
In Malaysia, we don't normally talk about death directly.
你只有在教会里头，你才会常常听到这个死亡的这个课题。
You only see heard about the topic about death in church.
原因是什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神在圣经里面告诉我们死亡是怎么一回事。
Because in the Bible tell us the truth of death.
因为圣经也告诉我们，耶稣已经来了，他也经历了死亡。
And the scripture told us that Jesus came and that he also walked through death.
今天是复活节。
Today is Easter.
耶稣他复活了。
He is resurrected.
他战胜了死亡。
He overcome death.
我们今天在媒体里面呢，我们有时不时就会看到有人在写。
In the media, that we see a lot of articles about.
我们看他们在写说，我们打赢了，我们打赢了癌症，我们打赢了。病毒等等这种让人家振奋的文章。
And we see a lot of articles that talk about that we have overcome cancer, we overcome this virus, and have lots of articles like that.
这个名词打赢了只是口头上说说而已。
And this is so-called we overcome, it is just a saying.
那文章写一写让人家高兴一下也好。
And this is just an article, might be temporary, encourage us.
但是人最终还是面对死亡。
However, in the end, we still face death.
差别只不过是多活几年。
The difference is just that we can live a few more years.
但圣经告诉我们耶稣复活了。
But scripture told us that Jesus is resurrected.
耶稣复活了是一个不再死亡的复活。
And his resurrection is no longer face death again.
不再死亡的复活。
And he did not die again.
那才是真正的得胜。
And that is a true victory.
耶稣他战胜了死亡。
Jesus overcome death.
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌The battle belongs to the Lord.
The hymn that we just sang, 这征战属于神。
这中文不容易翻。
It's difficult to translate in Chinese.
中文有人翻成说这个征战的得胜而失败在乎神。
In the Chinese says that this battle belongs to the Lord, no matter whether loss or victory, they belong to the Lord.
It depends on God to determine the outcome of the battle. 这是神的征战。
This battle belongs to the Lord.
怎么翻译都是有怪怪的。
It's just very difficult to translate.
它实际上意思说，这个征战不是你的征战，是神的征战。
And here is talking about this battle belongs to the Lord. It's not belong to you.
很多年前我还在 Kentucky 住的时候。
Many years ago, when I still live in Kentucky.
那时候我的地下室有一个办公室。
I have an office in my basement.
那一天我不晓得是什么回事，我就很多的烦恼。
And that day, I don't know what happened. I just have lots of worry going on in my mind.
然后就坐在那边，心里面乱得不得了。
And my mind could not settle while I was sitting in my office.
忽然之间，我桌子前面、下面，我看不到的地方，有人在唱 "The battle belongs to the Lord. The battle belongs to the Lord."
All of a sudden, that underneath of my desk, where the I did not even notice there's a voice singing, the battle belongs to the Lord, the battle belongs to the Lord.
我看一下原来是我的小孩，他就只会唱这么一句 the battles belong to the Lord, 就一直唱一直唱一直唱说 the battles belong to the Lord.
So I looked down and realized that it's my child, and he could not sing any other lyric in the song, but he only knows this one sentence, the battle belongs to the Lord.
征战属于神。
Yes, the battle belongs to the Lord.
我忽然间领悟过来。
All of a sudden, I can realize.
我担心的事情，我以为我在那里打仗。
All the things I'm worrying about, I thought I was fighting struggle with it.
原来这是神的征战。
And I did not realize that this battle belongs to the Lord.
这是神的征战，不是说哦，我就轻轻松松交给神，我什么都不做。
And it doesn't mean that, well, that I can just leave it to God and I don't care anything else, that I don't have to do anything about it.
这征战属于神，意思是说这个征战你打不来的。
And here it says that the battle belongs to the Lord means that you're not able to fight on your own strength.
这只能是神来替你征战。
It's only this God that can fight for you.
我们今天要来看马可福音十六章。
And today we'll look at Mark chapter 16.
我们一起来读这一段经文。
We will read the scriptures.
经文不长，我用中文读一遍，然后英文读一遍。
The scripture is not very long. I will read in Chinese and English.
们从第一节开始。过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并沙罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。七日的头一日清晨出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从坟墓滚坟、门滚开呢？第四，抬头一看，他们见石头已经滚开了，那石头非常大。进了坟墓，他们看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。那少年人对他们说，不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里，看安放他的地方。去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。第八节，他们就出来从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。
Mark chapter 16, verse 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone has been rolled back. It was very large, and entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He was risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父们，来到你面前，主，我们来仰望你。
Lord, we come to you and we want to look upon you.
我们把你的话语摆在我们面前。
That we lay your scripture in front of us.
教导我们能够明白你复活的真意。
Help us to understand the true meaning of resurrection.
让我们也能够活出你复活的生命。
So that we can have this life of, we can have this resurrected life in us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们今天看的这段经文呢，一共有几点我们要来注意的。
There are a few points I want to point out from the scripture that we look at today.
我要先从这个故事里面来思考征战的这个课题。
Through this passage, I want to think with you about battle.
首先在这里我们看到有一群的妇女，她们有一个征战。
Here we see a group of women that have a battle.
你说什么征战，她们又不打仗。我讲一下，你们大概知道征战的这个含义是什么。
Well, you might curious say what kind of battle they have. They are not fighting. They don't have to fight at all.
这些妇女有什么征战呢？
What kind of fight, what kind of battle they are facing?
你看前面她说，过了安息日，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并沙罗米买了香膏要去膏耶稣的身体。
So here in the beginning, we can see the Sabbath was passed. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices, so they might go and anoint him.
七日的第一日清晨出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里，彼此说：“谁给我们石头从坟门滚开呢？”
And on the very first day of the week, very early in the morning, and they went to the tomb and they said to themselves, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?"
起先这些妇女只是来到坟墓前，没有带着任何什么大的期望来，他们只是一个爱心要来膏耶稣的身体。
These women, initially they did not expect anything. They just came to the tomb with spices out of love for Jesus.
可是走到一半的时候，我不晓得什么时候想起，忽然之间他们担心起来了。
So while they are walking to the tomb, I don't know at what point of time, and all of a sudden, they start worrying.
他们想到说坟墓前有一个极大的石头。
And they thought about there was a huge stone on the entrance of the tomb.
你知道这个石头，耶稣死的时候，如果你读这个圣经的话，他最后是站在有一个财主的坟墓里头。
If you read the Bible, you know that this Jesus' body was buriedin a tomb of this wealthy man.
那这个财主的坟墓里头，以前的人坟墓，如果你有钱的话，你就放在一个山洞里头。
So if you know their background for this man, and he prepared this tomb for Jesus, it was like a cave.
那这个山洞的门口前面呢，他们就前面就挖出一个沟。
In front of the tomb, and they will dig a ditch.
那在那个门口的前面特别的深。
And in front of the entrance, this ditch is especially deep.
然后他们就凿出一个像大石头，然后圆圆的石头。
And they will carve a huge stone.
他们就放在那个沟里头，这样子滚滚滚到那个门口的时候，整个石头就因为那比较深就掉下去。
And so they will roll the stone on the ditch, and when it comes to the in front of the entrance, and it will.It will go into the ditch. The stone will go into the ditch.
那整个掉下去之后，这个要花很多的人才能够把它抬起来的。
Once the stone is locking in the ditch, it need lots of human effort to take it out.
所以那个妇女就担心，谁要把这个石头打开
？So these women they worried, who can roll away the stone for us?
石头是圆的，但是你不是推了就能够开的，它是已经掉到洞里头，是拿不起来的。
This stone is round, but it's not just like you can roll it away because it was locking in the ditch.
你要想到说，那时候罗马兵丁罗马政府也派了兵丁每六个小时一般的在那里看着门这个坟墓，怕有人来偷。
And you know that they also send the Roman soldiers guard the tomb, and they have different set of people. Every 6 hours, they are changing, and they are just guarding in front of the tomb.
这是犹太人的这个大祭司特别要求的，因为他怕说有人把耶稣的身体偷了之后，然后就说他复活。
This request is from the Jewish high priest, and because the high priest was afraid if someone steal Jesus' body, and then people would say he was resurrected.
所以他就派了每六个小时一班的这个兵丁在前面守着。
So they send soldiers every 6 hours as a term to guard the tomb.
如果他们知道前面有这个兵丁守着的话，妇女还担心的话，那就表示说那个石头连那几个兵有那几个兵丁在的时候，那几个兵丁都推不动的。
Those women if they knew there were soldiers guarding in front of the tomb, and they were still worried. And they knew that even those soldiers not able to roll away the stone for them.
然后他们就走到半路的时候，忽然间想起来说，谁可以把石头从坟门滚开呢？
Therefore, on their way to the tomb, they worry and they say to themselves, "Who will roll away the stone for us?"
他们事先想了很多，预备了很多。
They might thought a lot and prepare a lot of stuff.
就是没想到这个大石头。
But they didn't. They forgot to think about to solve the problem of this huge stone.
这个时候妇女面对一个征战，一个挑战。
Right at this moment, this woman faced a challenge.
就是大石头的挑战。
The challenge of huge stone.
他们担心起来了。
They start worried.
他们想要怎么办呢？
What can they do?
然而，这征战并不在他们的手中。
However, this battle did not belong to them.
还在乎神。
This battle belongs to the Lord.
当我们到第四节的时候，
Let's look at verse 4.
这些妇女抬头一看，她们看见石头已经滚开了。
When they arrived there, this woman looking up, they saw that the stone has been rolled back.
然后圣经在这里特别强调说，这石头非常的大。
In verse 4, the scripture especially emphasized it was very large.
圣经说他们所担心的大石头已经滚开了。
Scripture tells us that this huge stone that they were worried about has been rolled back.
前几分钟他们还在担心怎么把大石头滚开的时候，哪里知道复活的主早已经把石头滚开了。
Few minutes ago, they were still worried about who can roll away the stone for them, but they did not realize that this resurrected Jesus, resurrected God, has already rolled the stone back for them.
你记得在约翰福音那里讲到说，门徒那时候耶稣钉死之后就很害怕，躲在房间里面，关门不敢开门，不让人家进来。
In Book of John, if you remember, it talked about after Jesus was arrested, he was crucified, the disciples were afraid, and they gathered together in a room and locked themselves up.
所以他们把门锁得紧紧的时候，忽然之间耶稣出现在他们面前。
They locked themselves and but all of a sudden Jesus appeared in front of them.
耶稣没有在门口那边敲门，请他们开门然后进来的，耶稣忽然之间就出现了。
Jesus did not knock at the door, ask them to open the door, but Jesus appeared among them.
所以你知道，坟墓打开，石头打开，不是叫耶稣能够走出去。
So you know that it's not up to the stone to be rolled away so that Jesus can walk out.
石头滚开是要让妇女跟门徒们可以进去看。
This stone rolled back is for women and other disciples so they can go into the tomb and see.
妇女所担心的石头在耶稣复活的大能的手中早已经滚开了。
This huge stone that those women they were worried about has already rolled away by the resurrected God.
这一点很重要。
This is a very important point.
我们不但要知道，我们要明白，还更要深深的去体会。
We not only know it in our head and just know the fact.We need to truly deep down in our heart to meditate, experience it.
你不单是现在想有感觉，你要每天想，你每一个时刻都要去想。
Not just only right at this moment you understand this truth, and you need to experience that every day in your life.
早在第八章的时候，耶稣已经告诉门徒说，他必要受许多的苦，要被人弃绝，要被人抓，甚至被杀，而且过了三天之后要复活。
Way back in Mark chapter 8, Jesus already told his disciples that a lot of things, he will be arrested and he will be crucified on the cross, he will die on the cross.
在那里圣经说，耶稣明明的说这话。
And there in chapter 8, Jesus said that openly and very clearly say to the disciples.
Plainly say the words. 然后门徒也听明白了。
So the disciple also heard it, understood.
我们怎么知道他们听明白呢？
How do we know that they understood?
因为彼得马上就告诉耶稣不可以去送死。
Because Peter said it to Jesus right away, No, Master, you cannot do that.
我们怎么知道门徒听明白了？
How do we know the disciples understood?
因为后来门徒跑到这个空坟墓那里一去看的时候，一看就信了。
Because when the disciple went to the tomb and saw it was empty, and when they saw it, they believed.
圣经约翰福音在那里说，他们看见就信了。原来他们之前呢，知道基督要复活，只是不信。
In Book of John says that when the disciples went there and saw it and they believed, because they heard this truth before.
我们知道门徒知道 耶稣听知道耶稣说过他要复活。
So we know that the disciples knew that Jesus will resurrect it.
怎么知道呢？因为连法利赛人、连祭司长都知道耶稣说过他要复活。
How do we know? Because even the Pharisees and the high priests, they knew about it.
耶稣讲过，所以他就差兵丁去守着坟墓。
Jesus said, so they sent the soldiers to guard the tomb.
就算门徒不知道好了，他们知道的，就算他们不知道的复活那一天，他们看了之后回来告诉其他的门徒的时候，圣经说多马也不信。
So even if say that if they did not, they did not know about it, and when they saw the, some of the disciples saw the tombs empty, and when they went back to tell other disciples, even Thomas did not believe.
多马也不信，多马说除非我亲手摸他的伤口，我总不信。
Thomas said that unless I can touch the wound, otherwise I will not believe.
耶稣后来出现多马面前，他说你看到了。
So Jesus appeared in front of Thomas.
你看到了，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Now you saw me, but those who did not see and believe is blessed.
我们知道门徒是知道的。
So we know that the disciples, they knew Jesus' resurrection.
只是很难相信。
But it's just very hard to believe.
周五晚上是受难节，耶稣当天被钉死之后就被埋葬。
We just celebrate on Friday, Good Friday. Jesus was crucified on the cross.
耶稣被埋葬之后，门徒很害怕，也很难过。
Jesus was buried, and the disciples were afraid, and also they were sad.
星期六是犹太人的这个安息日，安息日是不能做 很多事情的。
Saturday is their Sabbath, and on Sabbath you cannot do very much things.
等到安息日一过的时候，犹太人是从晚上开始。算第二天，一直到第二天的傍晚，所以安息日一过的时候就是天黑了，也不能做什么。
So the way the Jewish people they count their day is from sundown to sundown. So the end of the Sabbath is already dark.
所以等到这个星期天一早过了安息日七日的第一日出太阳的时候，刚出来的时候。妇女们就赶快的去。
Therefore, on the very right after the Sabbath, on the very first day of the week, when the sun just came out, and the women went.
他们要去用香膏膏耶稣的身体。
They brought spices. They want to anoint his body.
你知道他们等了足足两天了。
Do you know that they have been waiting for 2 days?
从星期五傍晚一直到星期天的早晨。
From the Friday evening, Friday night, until the very Sunday morning.
你也许说一天半哈。
Or maybe you argue that is a day and a half.
但是这一些妇女非常的爱耶稣。
But those women, they love Jesus dearly.
希望能够早一点去用香膏膏耶稣的身体。
They hope that they can anoint him as early as possible.
他们最早能够去的，也就是天黑之后。星期天早一早太阳出来的时候就跑到耶稣的坟墓。
The earliest time that they could go is the very first day of the week, right after the Sabbath, and when the sun just came out.
走到一半的时候他们才想起大石头要怎么办。
So on halfway they walked to the tomb and just realized that how can we do about the stone?
我们当中有许多爱耶稣的人。
Among us, lots of us that you love Jesus.
但是我们是不是常常在爱耶稣为教会做很多事情的同时，我们心里头还带着一块大石头？
So, is that sometimes we have this love of Jesus and then also we serve a lot in church, but yet in our heart we still have this huge stone.
我们在教会听了很多真理，圣经的道理。
And we have heard a lot of truth at church.
我们也知道圣经说到耶稣复活。
We also know that scripture talk about his resurrection.
有人问我们，我们也说耶稣的确复活，不需要证据，我也相信。
If people ask me, I will say, yes, indeed, Jesus was resurrected. I don't need any evidence, and I will believe.
我们这样子的一个信念的当中，同时我们心里面仍旧有一块大石头。
We have this faith that yet we still have this huge stone in our heart.
在现今的疫情中。
In today's the coronavirus situation,
我们基督徒都知道复活的道理。我们都知道将来耶稣要再来，到时候我们都要复活。
We all know the truth about Jesus' resurrection. We all know that one day we will be our body will be resurrected.
我们可是我们内心深处却还是有这一块石头。
However, deep down in our heart, we still have this huge stone.
不单是石头
，not just only stone，
而且是极大的石头。
It is a huge stone。
其实我们是不需要带着这一块石头的。
However, we don't need to carry this stone。
为什么
？Why？
因为这块石头早已滚开了。
Because this stone has already rolled back。
复活的主早已把它滚开了。
This resurrected God has already rolled away the stone。
他知道死亡是怎么一回事。
He know what's going on. What is death?
他也亲自成为了人，经历了死亡。
And he experienced death for us.
他不但经历死亡，他还战胜死亡。
He not only experienced death and he overcome death.
他把死亡的大石头滚开了。
He rolled away this huge stone of death. He rolled away.
今天你要问你自己。
Today you need to ask yourself.
我要问我自己。
And I also need to ask myself.
我们都爱，我们做基督徒的，我们都爱神。
We as Christians, we all love Jesus.
我们都晓得复活的道理。
We all know the truth about resurrection.
我们都知道耶稣说他要复活，我们也知道耶稣已经复活。
We all know that Jesus talked about he will resurrect, and also we know that he resurrected.
我要问你们，你们要问自己说，你们心中有没有挂念、忧虑着那一块大石头
？However, I need to ask you. You also need to ask yourself, do you still have a huge stone that you are worried about?
请问这些妇女什么时候发现石头滚开的
？I will ask you. Do you know when those women realized that the stone has already been rolled away?
第四节。
Verse 4.
抬头一看。
And looking up.
他们见石头已经滚开了。
They saw the stone had been rolled back.
抬头一看。
Looking up.
有时候圣经写字呢，它特别用的词呢，就是很特别的。
And right at this point, sometimes scripture uses a very special word to describe.
有一次，有一个妈妈带着她的小儿子去看画展。
One time, the mom brought a little boy go to the gallery.
那很多画，来到一幅画面前呢，这一幅画面前就是一个妇女在那边哭，低着头，很沮丧的哭。
There were lots of paintings in the gallery, and then one of the paintings was there are lots of women was crying.
然后在那个妇女的旁边，就是一个耶稣的样子站在旁边。
And right next to those women, and there were a figure is it looked like a Jesus standing right next to them.
那他儿子就问妈妈说：“妈妈，那个妇女为什么在哭
？”And this little boy asked his mom, "Mommy, why are those women crying?"
妈妈就拍着小儿子的孩子的这个背，就说：“因为他没有抬头看。”
And the mom told this little boy and tell him that because they did not look up.
没有抬头看。
They did not lift up their head and look up.
他继续在哭。
So those women just continue to cry.
抬头看这个词在马可福音出现了也好多次。
So this term looking up appears several times in Book of Mark.
特别有两次呢，他不一定是翻译成往上看，就是抬头看。他有时候翻译成是可以重新看见。
In the scripture, sometimes it did not exactly translate as looking up. Sometimes it would translate as saw again.
所以 在马可福音那里的时候，有一次耶稣在那里有遇见一个瞎子，就来求耶稣摸他，耶稣就摸他，然后就按手在他身上，问他说你看见什么，那一个瞎子就抬头一看。
So one time, there was a blind man came to Jesus, Jesus to heal him. So Jesus touched him and laid his hand on him and said to him, do you see anything? And then this blind man looked up and said,
在第十章的时候，另外有一个瞎子说，来到耶稣面前说，我要能够看见。
And also in Mark chapter 10, there's another blind man and came to Jesus and said, I want to be able to see.
耶稣就说你去把你的信救了你，瞎子就立刻，中文只翻成说立刻看见，是同一个字。
In the scripture, and the Jesus told him that your faith has already saved you, and then and you shall see, and then andIn the scripture says, right at this moment, the blind man see right away. And this see is the same term as look up.
而马可福音用同样的字眼是要讲什么？
So here in book of Mark, he used the same words. What is he trying to tell us?
你看那些司机他摆在一起的时候， 原来耶稣用这些神迹要暗示的是什么？暗示的说，这些人心瞎了，他需要看见才能够跟随耶稣。
And so here in Book of Mark, he put lots of different miracles events that in this book, and particularly he tried to tell us those people their heart is blinded, and their heart need to be opened so that they are able to see.
所以门徒也需要心眼被打开。
So for disciples, their heart need to be open.
他们要怎么打开？他们要晚上抬头看。
How can their heart be open? They need to look up.
这些妇女抬头的时候，他们心眼就马上就开了。他们看见原来他们所担心的大石头的征战，不是他们所要征战的。
So here, when those women look up, they saw the stone has been rolled away, and this battle below is not belong to them.
大石头的征战是在乎神。
This battle of huge stone belongs to God.
神已经借着耶稣基督复活的大能把石头滚开了。
And through his resurrected power, he rolled away the stone.
弟兄姐妹，你要知道，我们主耶稣基督他为他所爱之人，已经把石头死亡的大石滚开了，叫信他的人不知羞愧。
Therefore, I want you to understand, for those who believe in him.This resurrected God has already rolled away the stone of death, so that those who believe in him will not be put to shame.
他既然把那死亡的石头挪开了，还有什么事情能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝？
Therefore, if he has already rolled away the stone of death, what else can separate us from the love of God?
罗马书就问说，难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？
And so in book of Romans chapter 8 says that, is it suffering? Is it tribulation?
难道是逼迫吗？难道是饥饿吗？
Is it hunger? Is it persecution?
难道是赤身露体吗？难道是危险吗？
Is it negative? Is it negative? Is it danger?
难道是刀剑吗？难道是病毒吗？
Is it sore? Is it virus?
病毒是我加的。
Oh, the virus is that I added virus.
弟兄姐妹，我们靠着那挪开大石的主，我们在这一切的事上已经得胜了。
So brothers, sisters, through the resurrected God, he has already rolled away all the stone.
而且得胜有余。
And he is won the battle. He has a victory.
圣经还说，无论是生是死。是任何的事，是现在的事，是将来的事。
And also scripture says that no matter it's life or death, no matter it's past or the future.
他还加了是别的受造之物。
And even added other a creation.
别的受造物就包括了病毒。
Other creation also included virus.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
That cannot separate us from the love of God.
这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。
And this love is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你现在这个时刻有什么大石头是滚不开的？
Right at this moment, is there any big, huge stone in your heart that could not be rolled away?
你只要抬头仰望，你就晓得复活的主早已把它滚开了。
What you need to do is looking up and know that this resurrected God has already rolled this stone away for you.
你怕死吗？
Are you afraid of that?
死亡的石头已经滚开了。
The stone of death has already rolled away.
它不是为每一个人滚开的。
He did not roll away for everybody.
耶稣基督滚开这个死亡的石头，乃是为凡相信他的人滚开的。
He only rolled away the stone of death for those who believe in him.
你若没有相信主耶稣基督，这石头要怎么滚开？你需要来信靠耶稣基督。
If you did not believe in Jesus Christ, how could you roll away the stone of death? You need to believe in him.
你不是靠你的这种，你从内心的这种乐观来面对这个死亡的石头。
You cannot face this stone of death just with positive attitude.
就好像那些文章里头就是讲我们打胜了，我们大赢了，我们打赢了这个病毒，那都是口头上讲的漂亮的让人家高兴的话，那实际上我们还是要面对死亡。
Just like sometimes we heard from the media says that we have already overcome this and overcome that, and this just so-called saying is not a true victory.
很多时候我们人家都说我们基督徒都是心理作用。
A lot of time people say that, oh, you Christian, it is just something that, from your mind.
然后心理作用，但是你发现到在外面那些不信主耶稣的这些人，他们面对死亡的时候，也很多心理作用的那种文章。
And we can also see that outside the Christian world, there's also a lot of so-called chicken soup articles out there.
啊，我这个他这样子死亡就。是光荣的，这样子死亡呢是光荣的，所以死亡对他不可怕。
Oh, they might proclaim that or he this kind of death that make him he went through death and he give a lot of glory and that he has no fear of death.
或者甚至写一个文章说死亡我不怕你。
And maybe you write an article and say that death I will not afraid of you.
但是过几年，写文章的人还是要死。
However, a few years later, those who write those kind of articles, they still need to face death.
不管你怕不怕，死亡都赢了。
No matter whether you're afraid of death or not, death overcome you.
耶稣不是叫我们心理作用。
Jesus will not just give us this naive attitude.
他亲自来胜过死亡，告诉我们死亡是可以真实的得胜。
He truly went through this battle, and then he already won the battle.
他复活，不再死。
He is resurrected, and he will not die again.
凡信靠主的人都有这个盼望。
For those who believe in him, that we have this hope.
所以你不需要到外面去找这些文章，让你自己振奋起来，说我不怕死亡。
So that you don't need to go out to look for those articles, like those.So-called that give you a positive attitude to encourage you.
基督徒有最终的得胜，就是耶稣基督早已胜过死亡。
We have this, as a Christian, we have this final victory because Jesus has already overcome death.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
这里有一群的妇女，她们有一个征战，但是那真正的征战并不属于她们。
Here is a group of women. They have a battle, but this battle did not belong to them.
第二点。
Second point.
耶稣的十二个门徒也有征战。
For those 12 disciples, they also have a battle.
然而，门徒的征战最终也不在乎自己。
However, the battle of the disciples do not belong to them as well.
乃是属于神。
It belongs to the Lord.
我们来看、第六节、
Let's look at、verse 6.
我需要 slide.
Verse 6.
第六节在这里、他们看到少年、有在坟墓里头，进到坟墓里面，看着一个穿白衣的少年人。
And they went to the tomb and they saw someone was dressed in white robe.
他们不知道那是天使。
They did not know it was angel.
然后天使就对他们说
The angel said to them,
不要惊恐，你们寻找的那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活了，不在这里。看，安放他的地方。然后第七节说，去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
So in verse 6, this angel said to them, Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they lay him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee.
第七节说，你去告诉他的门徒，就是耶稣的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。
And verse 7 says, Go tell his disciple, here is Jesus' disciple, and Peter, that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him again.
在马可福音，门徒跟耶稣就好像打一场仗一样。
In Book of Mark, we can see that disciples were with Jesus to fight in this battle.
他们跟做门徒做耶稣跟着耶稣好像在打仗一样。
And while the disciples following Jesus, they were like with Jesus that they're going into a battle.
然后他们打仗为什么说他们就好像打仗一样？因为他们到处都害怕。
Why do we say that they were like in a battle? Because the disciples were afraid all the time.
在第四章的时候，耶稣告诉他们说，我们要过到湖那边去，他们就跟着耶稣坐船，到一半风浪起来了，耶稣在船里头睡觉。
In chapter 4, and when they were following Jesus, Jesus asked them to cross over the other side of the lake. And in the middle of that, the storm came and they were afraid. But Jesus was asleep on the boat.
他经文就说他们大大的惧怕。
And the scripture says that they have great fear.
后来耶稣起来了，把这个风浪平静了之后，他们也对耶稣非常的害怕。
Then Jesus awake and then calmed the storm. And after that, they were still afraid. They were in great fear.
他们不是怕风，要不是怕风浪的话，就是怕耶稣。
If they were not afraid of the great storm and they were in fear of Jesus.
风浪起来的时候他们害怕，风浪平静的时候他们更害怕。
When there was a storm, they were afraid of storm, but when the storm was calm, they even have a greater fear of Jesus.
来到第五章的时候，耶稣把一个被鬼附的人赶走了，然后那一群的鬼就附在这个猪的身上，然后就跑掉了。然后那里有一群的人看到耶稣所做的事情，他们就非常的害怕。
In Mark chapter 5, when Jesus cast out this demon possessed, and the demon went into the pig, and when the people in the village saw these things, they were in great fear of Jesus.
鬼没赶出来的时候，他们怕被鬼附的人；鬼赶出来之后，他们怕耶稣。
When the demon still inside this person, they were afraid of this person. When Jesus cast out the demons, they were afraid of Jesus.
来到第九章的时候，耶稣带着几个门徒到这个山上去，然后忽然之间发光，然后整个山的这个形象变了。
And in Mark chapter 9, Jesus brought a few disciples to this mountain, and Jesus all of a sudden is glowing, and Jesus transfigured.
他们看见，然后彼得就告诉耶稣说：“拉比先生，我们在这里正好搭三个棚，好不好？一个给你，一个给摩西，一个给以利亚。”然后圣经说，彼得这么说是因为彼得不知道怎么说才好，因为他们甚是惧怕。
Here, what in Jesus transfigured, and Peter would say to us.、 say to Jesus, say, Master, this is such a great place. How about let's pitch up three tents and we will stay here? And then, and while he was saying this, the scripture says that he did not know what else to say because he was in great fear.
在往耶路撒冷去的时候，耶稣多次告诉门徒说他要去耶路撒冷，人要把他抓起来杀死。
On their way to Jerusalem, Jesus told the disciples several times he will be arrested and he will be killed and crucified.
一路上你看到门徒跟着耶稣的人越跟越害怕。
And on their way, while the disciples followed Jesus, the more they, the closer to Jerusalem, the more the disciples were afraid.
在第十章的时候，他讲到说，他们走路到耶路撒冷去，耶稣行在前面，门徒就很稀奇，跟随的人也害怕。
In Mark chapter 10 says that, Jesus walked ahead of them, and the disciples were afraid.
门徒们征战。
The disciples had this battle.
他们跟他们内心的恐惧征战。
They had this battle of the fear in their heart.
他们在想说他们能不能跟随耶稣到底，这也是一个征战。
Because they are asking themselves, are they able to follow Jesus until the end?
彼得说，我众人都要退后，我绝不会。退后。
And Peter said, even everybody step back, and I will not step back.
彼得讲了这句话，其他的门徒也跟上来说，我们也都不会，我们会跟你跟到底。
So right after Peter said that, the other disciple also said that, oh yes, we will follow you until the end.
但是最后跟到一半，彼得也因为恐惧的缘故否认了耶稣。
So we know on their halfway of following Jesus, Peter was out of fear and denied Jesus.
所以来到这里第七节。
So here in verse 7,
耶稣特别告诉、这个天使特别告诉这个妇人 妇女们说，你去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
So here, angel especially tell them, go tell his disciples and Peter.
门徒虽然失败了，
even though disciple failed,
耶稣没有把他们忘记。
Jesus did not forget about them.
复活的主回来要找他们。
This resurrected God came back to look for them.
这边特别提彼得的名字。
Here especially mention Peter's name.
因为彼得是败得最惨的。
Because among all the disciples, Peter failed the worst.
别的门徒也好不到那里，他们都跑掉了。
Other disciples not better than Peter, they all ran away.
但是彼得却是唯一一个当众否认他认识主耶稣的人。
However, Peter was the only one that denied Jesus in front of others.
彼得要把耶稣否定掉。
Peter denied Jesus.
耶稣却没有把彼得忘记掉。
However, Jesus did not forget Peter.
这里特别提到他的名字。
Here, especially mention his name.
他说他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你要见他。
Here says that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him.
他在你们以先。
He's going before you.
我很喜欢有一个牧师他这么说。
I like one pastor say this.
耶稣永远在你以先。
Jesus always going before ahead of you.
没有一个人能够把耶稣撇在后头。
No one can leave Christ behind.
当门徒在那个客西马尼园跑掉的时候，帮耶稣被抓的时候，他们撇弃耶稣，把耶稣撇在后头的时候。
When a disciple in the garden ran away at Jesus' rest by the Roman soldiers.
门徒以为他们把耶稣撇在后头，但是却没有人真正能够把耶稣撇在后头。
They thought they have left Jesus behind, but no one can leave Christ behind.
耶稣永远走在我们前头。
He is always go before us.
他走在我们失败的前头。
He go before us in our failure.
他走在我们软弱的前头。
He walk in ahead of us in our weakness.
当比门徒们失败，因为自己的不幸，把耶稣撇在后头的时候，其实耶稣早就已经 背起十字架，担当他们的罪，在前头行。
When the disciples failed him and left him behind, and Jesus already ahead of them carrying the cross to pay their sin.
在十字架上为他们征战。
And Jesus fight for them on the cross.
在十字架上向死亡夸胜。
And on the cross, and he proclaimed the victory.
星期五我们读希伯来书第二章的时候，还是讲到他因为神的恩典为我们尝了死味，让为我们战胜死亡，好叫我们这一生怕死的人可以得释放。
On Friday we read Hebrew chapter 2 says that by God's grace that he tests the death so that those who believe in him can have a victory, can overcome death.
耶稣走在门徒的前头到加利利去等他。
Jesus is going ahead of them to Galilee to wait for them.
加利利是什么地方？
Galilee is where, what kind of place is Galilee?
加利利是一个地方，就是当初门徒遇见耶稣的地方。
Galilee is a place where they were first called to be disciples and they met Jesus.
加利利是那个他们当初用他们当初的爱心、热心来跟随耶稣的地方。
There was a place where the disciples followed Jesus with their passion.
加利利是当初他们日出夜归的跟着耶稣。
It was a place they followed Christ by day in and day out.
加利利是他们当初经历耶稣同在的地方。
It's a place they experienced the presence of Christ.
加利利是他们在那里学习传主耶稣福音的地方。
And it's a place they learned to preach the good news of God's kingdom.
但现在门徒都失败了。
But now they failed. They all failed.
他们都失败了。
They all failed.
但是复活的主来告诉他们回到加利利去。
But this resurrected Christ came and told them, go back to Galilee.
在加利利那里你要看见我。
And there you will see me.
回到当初他们奉献的地方。
They want them to go back where they areFollow Jesus. They first follow Jesus.
回到当初他们跟随主耶稣的生活。
And they ask them to go back, return to the life of following him.
回到那当初他们经历耶稣的那一种的光景。
And go back to the place where they used to experience the presence of Christ.
回到那地方。就是当初他们传福音的地方。
And go back to the place where they used to preach the gospel.
耶稣已经走在前头了。
Jesus already go ahead of us.
这个疫情也许让你弹动不得。
Maybe this virus make you feel like your life is strained.
这疫情也许让你忘了你曾经是一个爱主的基督徒。
Maybe this virus made you forget that you used to be had this passion for Christ.
这疫情让你感到说，我已经忘了当初经历神同在的感觉是怎么样的。
This virus might make you feel like I have already forgot what is the presence of Christ.
门徒们把门关得紧紧的。
The disciples lock up their door tightly.
锁在一个耶路撒冷的一个房间里头。
And they lock themselves up in.A small room in Jerusalem.
什么时候他们愿意抬头看？
When will they look up?
看见那石头已经滚开了。
So that the stone has already rolled away.
他们不需要把门关紧了。
They don't have to lock up their door.
他们可以回到加利利。
They can go back to Galilee to see Jesus.
这不是说我们今天崇拜一结束，大家就出门了。
I'm not saying that right after this worship that you just go out.
你知道我在讲什么？
You know what I'm talking about.
你爱主的心，因为是不是因为疫情的关系，你爱不上？
Your love of Christ, would it because of this virus and you could not continue?
你当初那一种 热忱爱主的心是不是因为疫情的缘故开始埋怨？
Your passion for Christ that you used to have, is it because this virus that you start complaining?
我们传福音，我们是不是觉得福音没得传？
When we try to share gospel, do we feel like now we don't have any opportunities?
我们没得传，不是没有机会传，而是觉得说没有心情去传。
We don't want to share gospel not because there's no opportunity, but we don't have this kind of mood to share gospel.
难道你没有认识到那滚开大石头的耶稣要比任何的事情、任何的信息都还来得好？
Did you realize that this God who has already rolled away this huge stone is greater than any other news?
这个疫情里头最好的消息不是找到了解药。
In the midst of this virus situation, the greatest news not because we have already found the medicine, a cure for coronavirus.
在疫情当中，最好的消息不是疫情的问题结束了。
In this plague, not just because it is at the end of the virus, the pandemic.
疫情结束了，人还是会死。
So after all this go over, we still need to face death.
这疫情当中最好的消息是，无论有没有解药，无论死亡来不来临，我们都不怕，因为我们有一个已经把死亡的石头滚开的主耶稣基督。
So among the what is going on right now, the greatest news is not that we found a cure for the virus, but the greatest news is that we have this God.Who has already rolled away the stone of death?
如果你还没有，你还不是基督徒，你还没有信耶稣的话，我告诉你，这不是我们人自己一个人能够打的仗。
If you are not Christian yet, and I want to tell you, this is the battle that you cannot fight with the human strength.
你也不能找一群的人一起去仗。
And also, it's not through a strength of whole group of people.
这个仗只能是神的征战。
This battle only belongs to the Lord.
而神也愿意为我们征战。
And also, this God is also willing to fight for us.
他也已经为我们征战。
And he has already fought for us.
他2000多年前已经差了耶稣基督，面对死亡，经历死亡，而且向死亡夸胜了。
So 2000 years ago, God has already sent Jesus to us, and then he faced death, experienced death, and also overcome death.
他今天所要的就是你来相信他。
Today, he only wants you to give your life to him.
来相信他，跟他恢复关系。
Accepting as your savior and to reconcile your relationship with him.
承认自己的罪，曾经我们都离弃神，都不要神，而我们如今愿意回到神面前。
Admit that our sin that we used to turn away from God, but today, we willing come to him.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你已经把那石头挪开。
You have already rolled away the stone.
我们有许多人还在哭泣。
A lot of us, we still crying.
我们内心里面还在恐惧。
Our hearts still in fear.
我们甚至信靠你的人、爱你的人，知道复活是。死里复活的主的这一个的福音的人，仍然有时候我们石头还能自己干着。
Even for us, we are as Christian. Sometimes we are still using our own strength to hold up this huge stone in our heart.
教导我们能够抬起头。
Teach us to look up.
教导我们，无论我们再怎么惧怕，再怎么恐惧，再怎么失败，你都已经战胜了。
Teach us that no matter whether we're in failure or in any kind of fear, you have already triumphed. You already won the battle.
让我们能够回到我们的加利利那里，再重新的来跟随主。
Help us go back to our Galilee. Help us to follow you again.
还没认识你的，我们恳求主你开他们的心眼。
For those who have not believed in you, we ask you to open their heart.
让他们的内心愿意呐喊说，你是我的主， 我愿意相信你。
So that their heart will cry out to you and say, You are my God, and I'm willing to accept you.
唯有主耶稣战胜死亡。
Only Jesus overcome death.
他能够赦免我里头一切的污秽。
And he could cleanse all the sins in my heart.
主，我们感谢你，你为我们成就何等无比大的好消息。
Lord, we thank you. You have already accomplished such great news for us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And this announcement.
我们上一次报告了，就是说我们的退休会五月第四个礼拜的退休会已经取消。
Last time, I mentioned that we have already canceled the retreat that we were planning to have on the last week of May, and this retreat has been church retreat has been canceled.
我们教会的聚会呢，基本上是按照州政府跟市政府的这一个recommendation， 就是建议。
Our church gathering basically is based on.The regulation and suggestion from the government, federal state government.
所以什么时候他们说我们可以不需要待在家里了，什么时候我们也会告诉大家说，你们星期天愿意的话可以来。
So whenever they announce that they have already lived up this ban of this shelter in place, and then you can, if you want, you can come back to church to worship.
甚至在那个时候，也许我们同时还会有这个晚上的聚会，因为我们晓得有些人可能就算刚刚如果到时候宣布说可以出来的时候，还是有人可能不敢感觉不太安全，不愿意出来，我们也能够了解。
So even after state government say that now everybody can go on for gathering, we will still have this Zoom worship available for those who do not feel comfortable in a very early stage to come out to with this big gathering.
然后之后我们再看情况，我们会有一个overlap 的这种的形式之后，我们才会取消网路上的这个聚会。
We will have some period of time of overlap of actual worship at church and also the Zoom at the same time. We'll overlap for a while and then we will cancel the Zoom worship.
至于奉献的话，我问了我们的董事，他是说建议大家不要有一些人寄来了，我们真的是谢谢大家的关心跟体谅，他就说暂时就先不要寄。
Some people ask according to offering, and I asked the board, and they expressed that they thank you. Some of the people you sent in the check to church, but they recommend you not to do that for the reason of safety.
因为安全的缘故，不要把支票寄来教会，因为我们教会大概一个星期只会有一次到两次。甚至有时候没有人去取这个信，那就会留在外面。
Because when you mail the check in, we probably only have every week only have once or twice to go to the mailbox to pick up the mail. So otherwise, these checks will stay in the mailbox for quite a few days.
我们已经在这个选好了这个晚上可以奉献的这个公司，只是那公司要跟他约呢，一约就是三个星期之后的事，也就是再过几个星期才能跟他们碰面，之后才能定好。所以四月底如果谈得好的话，一切没有问题的话，四月底我们就有一个方式让大家知道怎么去奉献。
We have already found an institute can help us to do the online offering. However, we set up a meeting with them and was back up until end of April. So we have to wait until then to see how the things goes, and we will let everybody know when the online offering is available.
我们也为这很多家庭可能工作上有困难的这个时候，因为公司的缘故，还有各方面，有些人有病痛的关系，有些人有各样的难处。因为我们不能聚在一起，和特别没有办法能够及时的帮助的，我们都为他们祷告。
And we want to especially pray for those who might have faced a difficulty in their work situation because of this lockdown, and also for those who are maybe have some illness. And right at this moment that we cannot see each other, we want to especially lift up those people in our prayer.
随时都可以打电话给我。
You can call me at any time.
电话上不能传染，还好。
Good news is that the virus will not transmit through phone call.
我们也感谢主，我们在当中有许多弟兄姐妹非常有爱心。当人家病痛的时候，这个时候他们还帮忙，有些人甚至做菜。然后我们也有一些人在这个时候也为学生去买东西送他们到门口、啊、把买的东西送到他们的门口。
We also thank for those brothers and sisters at this point, at this time, who cook for those family who has illness and they just drop off the dish. And also for those who help some of the students who didn't have car to help them to buy grocery and drop off at their door. We thank you for their love.
这不简单的，因为有另外一个女传道，我们认识的那女传道，就很忧心的跟我们讲说，这个她那边有学生有需要，没有车子，不晓得怎么吃的，她就叫他们教会的人说，能不能帮忙买呢？教会弟兄姐妹就说，这个时候我们不出门，怎么可以做这种事？所以，比较一下。我看到这里的弟兄姐妹真的是很有爱心，感谢神。
Yeah, because I know one sister who's in full-time ministry, and she shared with us at her a location, and she saw some of the students who did not have car, who didn't have car, and they need grocery, they need some of the stuff, but she could not find anybody on her campus who can help those students. So after I heard that and saw what some of the brothers, what they did here, I'm very thankful.
我们一起来做结束祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你赐给我们这一个新的生命。
Lord, we thank you, you give us this new life.
这个复活的生命。
This resurrected life.
你使我们可以有盼望。
So that you give us this hope.
你可以有力量。
Give us strength.
我们也感谢你赐给我们弟兄姐妹愿意为你的缘故摆上。
Lord, we also thank you that for your sake, some of the brothers and sisters who are willing to offer the strength to you.
我们也为每一个人来祷告，我们多多少少都还有石头在心中大小不一。
Also, we want to pray for everybody among us. And in our heart, we all have some sort of stone, no matter big or small.
我们恳求主你帮助我们能够看见主你复活的荣耀。
Help us to see the glory of your resurrection.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动与交通常与众弟兄姐妹同在。
May the love of Christ, the grace of Jesus, and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
That's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory.